Prophet alayhi wasalam, the most elite after the Prophet alayhi wasalam, Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome once again in our program The Most Elite After the Prophets. In this program, we talk about the greatness, the excellence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and we cover different aspects of his seerah, of his blessed life. In the last episode, we spoke about his title Atiq, and we covered the reasons why that beautiful title of Atiq was given to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah Zawadil, today we will go through other titles that were given to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and see the reasons behind those titles being given to him, inshallah azza wa jal. Before that, as usual, let's first of all listen to the virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that whoever sends peace and salutations upon me three times in the day and three times in the night, showing devotion and affection towards me, it is upon the mercy of Allah Almighty to forgive the sins he committed during that day and night. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we are covering the subject of the titles of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the greatness of a personality can also be judged from the fact that a person who holds an acclaimed rank, who is very, very high in status, he is also given different titles. And Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, he is the most elite after the prophets. So he's also one of those personalities who was given many, many titles. And these titles were given to him by Allah Almighty, by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and so on and so forth. So in our last episode, we touched upon his title of Atiq and the reasons behind him having that title. Today, inshallah azza wa jal, our discussion will revolve around his most famous title, the title by which he is most renowned, by which he is most famous for, his title of Siddiq. That why was this title given to him? What are the causes, reasons behind it, which the ulama have mentioned? And this would, inshallah azza wa jal, embed more love for Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in our hearts, inshallah azza wa jal. So, as we mentioned, that one of the most famous titles of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Siddiq. As you would have just noticed, that when we mention his name, we mention Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This title became so much famous that it sort of became a part of his name. And whenever anyone mentions his name, they also add this title next to his name, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. But Abu Bakr was also not his name. We covered in the first episode that it was his patronymic, his kunya. And Siddiq was also one of the most renowned, the most famous titles, which also became a part of his name, along with his kunya, along with his patronymic. So anyone, when they talk about him, they refer to him as Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an. So one of the reasons mentioned for his title to be Siddiq is that it is none other than our Lord, our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who gave him the title of Siddiq. Sayyidatuna Nab'a Habashiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha states that I heard the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam say that, O Abu Bakr, undoubtedly Allah Almighty kept your name Siddiq. So this was one of the reasons that ulama have stated through this saying of Sayyidatuna Nab'a Habashiyah radiallahu ta'ala anha, that this title of Siddiq was given to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu by Allah Almighty. Another reason that why was Siddiq this title given to him was because it was none other than our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, who gave this title to him. How? There's a beautiful account, beautiful narration behind this, which is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that, if I give witness for 9 people that they all are the dwellers of paradise, and if I testify for the 10th person as well to be amongst them, then I will not be a sinner. I'll not be a sinner. So people who were present over there, they asked him, how is that? So upon this, he responded that when we went to Jabal Hira with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that mountain started to shake. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa sallam said, stop Jabal Hira. For at this moment of time, there's one Prophet, one Siddiq, and 2 martyrs standing on you. So Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu was asked once again that who were on the mountain at that time. So upon this, Sayyidina Zayd bin Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu responded that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq, Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib, Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Zubair, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Abi Waqas, Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. So after saying this, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu became quiet. And the people who were present over there, they asked him that these are 9 people. Who was the 10th one? As in the beginning of this narration, we heard that Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if I testify for the 10th person as well, then I will not be a sinner. So over here, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu took 9 names. And after that, he went quiet. And people, they asked him that who was the 10th person. And upon this, Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that it was me. So look at the beautiful way of expressing the greatness of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu as well over here. So Sayyidina Sa'id bin Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned the title of Siddiq being given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and by Prophet, the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam referred to himself by saying Siddiq, he sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam referred to Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and 2 martyrs were Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu and Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem. So through this narration again we come to know that the title of Siddiq was given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu by none other than our master, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now another reason that ulama have mentioned regarding this title to be given to him is that the leader of angels, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, gave this title of Siddiq to Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And how do they mention this? It is through the narration of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam on the night of Mi'raj that, O Jibreel, my nation will slander me and they will not testify me. Meaning this journey of Mi'raj, my nation, they will not believe in this, they will slander me. And upon this, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam said that, so what if your nation slanders you? Abu Bakr will testify you as he is Siddiq. So Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam over here, he mentioned Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu as Siddiq and comforted the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that no matter, even if your nation does not testify to what you would relay to them, it doesn't matter, even if they slander you, but Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he will testify you as he is Siddiq. So we come to know that Siddiq, this title was also given to Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu through Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wassalam. Another beautiful narration which has been narrated by Sayyidina Nazal bin Sabara radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says that we were standing with Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, and we all were in a light mood. And we asked Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem that, say something about your friends. Tell us something about your friends. And upon this, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karram Allahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem, he said that all the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are my friends. And then he says that we humbly asked him again that tell us about Siddiqui Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala an. Upon this, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karram Allahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem replied that what can be said about him? He is that personality whose name has been kept Siddiq by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the tongue of Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So this is how beautifully Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem is mentioning that how the title Siddiq was assigned, was given to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, that it was none other than our Lord, our Creator, Allah Almighty, who gave this title to Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu through the tongues of Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. So title is assigned by Allah Almighty, and this is relayed to Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu through Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Another reason which is mentioned is that Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu attained the title of Siddiq because of testifying the journey of Mi'raj, the miracle of Mi'raj of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Due to testifying this miraculous journey, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the title of Siddiq. Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa Tayyiba Tahira Zahida Abida radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made to travel from Masjid Haram to Masjid Aqsa. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this entire account to the mushrikeen, to the polytheists of Makkah, the next morning. Upon this, the polytheists, they came running to Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they said that, do you testify to what your friend has just said, that he traveled from Masjid Haram to Masjid Aqsa? And upon this, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that, did he actually say this? To which the polytheists of Makkah, they replied, yes, he said this. And upon this, Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that if he said this, then verily he said the truth, and I testify to this saying of his without any hesitation. After this, those people, they said, do you also testify to this astonishing fact, that he went to Baitul Maqdis last night and returned before this morning? To which Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala replied that, yes, I testify to his news of the skies as well as the news of day and night. Undoubtedly, it is even more strange and more astonishing than these very facts, than these facts that you are mentioning to me. So after this incident, after this testification of Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu of the night journey, the journey of ascension, the journey of Mi'raj of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after this testification, he became famous as Siddiq. Another fact through which ulama, they have derived that why was this title of Siddiq given to him, is through this following narration, which Sayyidina Abu Yahya bin Hakim bin Sa'id radiallahu anhu, he narrates that I heard Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza karramallahu ta'ala wajhahu al-kareem was taking an oath that the title Siddiq of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was revealed from the heavens. It came from the heavens. So we come to know again that Siddiq, this beautiful title, was given to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu from the heavens. And Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stated that on the night of Mi'raj, I saw my name written on every sky in the following manner. Then Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a prophet of Allah, and Abu Bakr Siddiq is his successor. So this is what has been narrated in this narration, which is narrated on the authority of Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So even on the night of Mi'raj, on every sky, this is how the name of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was written as his successor, and with Siddiq, this title Siddiq, at the end of his name. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, these were few facts which we brought before you, that why the title Siddiq was given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now let's cover the fact regarding an individual who does not consider him to be Siddiq. Ma'adallah denies him of being worthy of this title. So, what is the ruling regarding such an individual? Sayyidina Urwa bin Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that I came in the court of Sayyidina Imam Baqir Abu Ja'far Muhammad bin Ali bin Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu and asked him that, what do you say regarding adorning swords? To which he replied that there's no harm in it because Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would also adorn his swords. So he referred to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu as Siddiq Akbar. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would also adorn his swords. So he says that I asked him, did you just call him Siddiq? As soon as I said this, he got up, faced the Qibla and said that yes, he is Siddiq. Yes, he is Siddiq. Yes, he is Siddiq. He who does not call him Siddiq, Allah Almighty does not testify to what he says, neither in this world nor in the hereafter. So this is the ruling regarding the one who ma'adallah does not consider Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to be Siddiq. He's not only Siddiq, he is Siddiq Akbar, the greatest of Siddiqeen. Inshallah Zawajal will come to this in a minute. Now, let's go through the definition of Siddiq. What does Siddiq mean? So that we can clearly understand the greatness of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So we've established so far that this title Siddiq was given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu by Allah Almighty through Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, through the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and other acclaimed and illustrious companions alayhim ridwan also considered him as Siddiq. Now this fact has been established. Now let's try to understand what is the definition of Siddiq, so the greatness and love of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu can flourish further in our hearts. One of the definitions is that Siddiq is referred to him who practically and wholeheartedly establishes what he utters. And Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is referred to as Siddiq because he was not only Siddiq verbally, but he was Siddiq through his heart and through his actions as well. So this is the definition of Siddiq, that the one who practically and wholeheartedly establishes what he utters. And who else would be greater than Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu in this aspect as well. Another definition. Siddiq also refers to the one who testifies to something in totality, in its entirety. So when something is mentioned before him, he testifies to it straight away. Same was the case with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, as he would testify to everything that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say instantly. This is also one of the definitions of Siddiq. Anyone who testifies to something in its totality, in its entirety. And Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he would instantly, straight away, testify to everything that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say. So who else would be bigger Siddiq than Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu? So this was also one of the definitions. And another definition or fact that Hakim al-Ummah Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi stated is that Siddiq is the one that whatever he says, it happens to be exactly so. This is also one of the definitions of Siddiq, that whatever he says, the one who is referred to as Siddiq, whatever he says, it happens exactly as he says. This is the reason that why when two of the prisoners who were imprisoned with Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the prison, when one of them, he would serve the king with beverage. This was his responsibility, but he was also imprisoned with Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He was the one who referred to Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam with the title of Siddiq at that time. Why? Because he saw that it happened exactly as Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said. And that prisoner who was imprisoned with Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, Yusufu ayyuha Siddiq. He had seen that it happened exactly as Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam had said. Hence, he gave this title to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So, in the same way, whatever Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said regarding Sayyidina Malik bin Sinan, it happened exactly as he said. As Sayyidina Malik bin Sinan radiallahu ta'ala resurrected after being martyred and he returned. So from this aspect as well, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala fully deserves the title of being Siddiq, because this very definition which Hakim al-Ummat Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala has mentioned is that a Siddiq is the one that whatever he utters, it happens exactly as he utters, as he says. And in this case, in the case of Sayyidina Malik bin Sanan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it happened exactly as Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had said. So these are few definitions that ulama have mentioned regarding Siddiq, that what is Siddiq, who is Siddiq. So in the light of all these definitions, alhamdulillah, this gets further established that none other than Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was deserving of being titled with the title of Siddiq. Now, we also know that Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, was not only Siddiq, but also Siddiq Akbar, the greatest of Siddiqs. Now, what does Siddiq Akbar mean? Who is Siddiq Akbar, the greatest of Siddiqs? Regarding this, it is stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu expressed truthfulness in every matter to the extent that he instantly testified to the journey of Mi'raj and other news of the unseen. Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu instantly testified to not only the journey of Mi'raj but other facts as well which the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had mentioned, and other people, they did not believe in it, they did not agree to it. So Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is not only Siddiq but Siddiq Akbar, the greatest of the Siddiq. So this is what we establish further in the light of these definitions and these narrations. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's move a bit further and let's talk about his another title that was given to him. Another title that was given to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was Halim. Halim was also one of the titles of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that once Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam came in the court of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and sat in one corner. He remained sat over there for quite some time, and all of a sudden Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu passed by there, and seeing him, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, he said that he is the son of Abu Qahafa. And upon this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that, do you people also recognize him? Meaning like you angels, the creation of the heavens, the creation of the skies, do you people also recognize him? And upon this, Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam, he humbly responded that, I swear on the name of the Lord who sent you as a prophet that Abu Bakr is more famous in the skies than on the earth, and his name in the skies is Halim, meaning the forbearing one. So this is the excellence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he's even famous and more renowned in the skies, even more than he is known on this earth. And his title in the skies, in amongst the creation of the skies, is Halim. Another title that is given to Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu is Awwahun. Awwahun. This is another title of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the reason for this is that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was an extremely humble individual who would supplicate in abundance. And there are many supplications, many du'as that are associated to Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So Sayyidina Ibrahim Nakhi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, he has stated that due to these very traits of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, due to being humble, due to supplicating abundantly in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, due to these traits of his, he attained the title of Awwahun, meaning the one who supplicates abundantly, an extremely humble individual. So because of these beautiful traits of his, he was given the title of Awwahun. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode, alhamdulillah, we've covered in somewhat detail regarding his title of Siddiq and also a few other titles that were given to him. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, we come to know that the more superior a person is, the more extraordinary and beautiful titles he will be assigned with. So same was the case with our master Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he was given many titles from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the other companions alayhim wa ridwan also addressed to him with those titles, and they also believed in those titles of his. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the angels also referred to him with different praiseworthy titles. So this highlights the greatness and excellence of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah Almighty shower his choicest of blessings upon the shrine of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The most elite after the prophets alayhi wa sallam. The most elite after the prophets alayhi wa sallam. Siddiq Akbar, Siddiq Akbar.